You know, there's nothing wrong with wanting to feel better. In fact, that urge to soothe yourself, to find relief, to soften the sharp edges of life, that's one of the most human things there is. We all have pain. We all get tired, lonely, overwhelmed. And when comfort feels far away, the fridge, the cupboard, the plate can feel like a warm, familiar place to land. It doesn't make you a bad person. It makes you someone who's been trying to feel safe with the tools you had available. But you've probably already noticed something. That the comfort doesn't last. That after the food is gone, the pain is still there. And now, it's joined by guilt, and shame, and more pain. It's a trap, one you didn't mean to fall into, one you've probably tried to climb out of, with willpower, with rules, with control. But comfort eating doesn't respond to rules. It responds to feelings. And until you meet those feelings with compassion instead of calories, they'll keep asking for something, anything, to numb them. This session isn't about restriction. It's about reconnection with the deeper part of you that's ready to feel instead of feeding the feeling. With the wiser part of you that already knows how to find calm without reaching for the cupboard. You're not going to fight the habit. You're going to transform it by listening and learning and letting go of the shame. So for now, go ahead and let everything soften. That's it. Just let the breath come more slowly. Let the mind stop trying to fix everything. There's no battle to win here, only a return to your center, to your calm, to your own inner wisdom. And maybe, even before we begin, some part of you is already remembering what true comfort feels like. Not food, but freedom. Now, imagine walking down a quiet path. The air is cool, the wind gentle, and just ahead, there's a door. When you open it, you step into a quiet room. Warm, peaceful, private. There's a chair, a journal, a soft light. This is your inner safe room. The place where you don't need food to feel okay. Where your emotions are welcome. You don't need to escape them. Here, you just breathe and listen and rest. That's it. And maybe, as you settle into that space, you feel something loosen, some tightness, some tension, some craving, just softening. There's a story of a little boy who had a favorite blanket. It was soft. And every time he felt scared or sad, he wrapped himself in it. But one day, he lost it. And at first, he panicked. He didn't know what to do. The comfort was gone. But over time, he found other things. The warmth of a hug, the quiet of nature, the strength in his own breath. And one day, he found the blanket again, but he didn't need it anymore, because now he knew where comfort really lived, inside him. And now, your subconscious begins to build new patterns. The next time an emotion rises, stress, sadness, anxiety, you won't reach for food without thought. Instead, you'll pause You'll ask, what do I really need? And your body will answer, with a walk, a glass of water, a bath, a call, a moment of stillness, a moment of truth. You'll still enjoy food. You'll even enjoy treats. But you won't use them to cover emotion. You'll use them as nourishment, as pleasure, as a gift, never as a crutch. And I wonder how soon you'll notice that moment you once reached for chips or cookies, and instead, you walk. You cry. You write. You rest. You breathe. And afterward, you feel proud, calm, strong. You'll have more energy, more clarity, more control, without being controlling. Because you've stopped trying to numb the pain and started learning to love the part of you that was hurting all along. And in a moment, I'll count from 1 to 5. And as I do, you'll return to full awareness. Not just awake, but aligned and ready to respond to life with compassion, not cravings. 1. Feeling energy return. 2. Bringing this new relationship with you. That's it. 3. Body lighter. 4. Mind clearer. 5. Eyes open and free from comfort eating. And as you go forward, each time you feel something deeply, you'll remember, I don't need to feed the pain. I can feel it. I can comfort myself. I can breathe. I can heal. And the part of you that once reached for food will start reaching for something far more powerful. Truth, presence, peace, and self-respect.